path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
Hey, I got breaking news. From Juanita Broderick.
Okay. Is that a friend of yours?
Oh, she's on X and has 1.3 million followers.
Wow.
She's the author of the book, You Better Put Some Ice on That.
I wonder what that's about.
Retired RN and business owner with American flags. And she says, if this is true, this is unbelievably sick. And then she posted a picture of Kanye, LeBron, and Diddy. And it says, Kanye West reveals how LeBron James slept with Diddy for $100 million and sold his soul. And she says, if true, unbelievably sick. Now, I didn't know you could sell your soul.
Does that come with the... Are they just saying, like, because he did it, he was obviously selling his soul? It sounds like they're saying separate things.
I thought it was like he sold his soul to the devil.
Right, that's what it sounds
like. But maybe they're comparing Diddy to the devil? I don't know. It sounded to me like Diddy paid him $100 million to have sex with him, and then LeBron had sex with him, and then after that, LeBron sold his soul to, I would assume, the devil, but I don't know who. It's not clear.
Interesting. I've heard that, you know,
but I guess that's a fact.
The devil, but...
Yeah. I read it on X.
Well, that good thing about X is since it got bought and kind of restructured, it's now it's reliable. You know what you're reading is true. You know what you're seeing is recent and accurate.
I mean, I can't imagine why Juanita Broderick would lie about
it. It was a mess before. It was a total mess.
People always say, you know, hey, do your own research, and that's me doing my research. I looked on X and someone said that. That's research, right?
Well, I just typed it in and I'm getting story after story after story. I mean, the headline almost identical to what you just said. Did Kanye West really reveal that LeBron James slept with Diddy for $100 million and sold his soul? So those are all the things you just said. Now, did he actually? I guess that's what this article's about, and I don't have time to read that right now. But it says that Kanye West made controversial remarks in a 2022 podcast alleging that LeBron James sold his soul for $100 million. I know you don't follow Kanye as closely as you used to, Snowcone, but right. Do you recall him saying that LeBron sold his soul in 2022?
No, but I mean it.
Saying in 2022?
It sounds reasonable. $100
million and had a sexual relationship with Diddy? So this is something that was said a long time ago?
He said it 22 years ago.
I remember is Kanye saying that Diddy was a fed.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But I didn't remember. He's like, you're a fed and you're allowed to have all these parties because you're supposed to kill me or something.
Yeah.
Pull my card. Something like that.
I forgot all about
Punch
that. So this must have been the same time frame that he was talking about.
I don't
about
know. You would think that, for me to remember that quote from Kanye, you'd think one where he said LeBron got paid $100 million to have sex with Diddy would be top of mind as well.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like it was the same time because it says he also accused Diddy of being a fed and suggested that powerful elites control influential figures like James in the industry. Comments gained renewed attention recently, especially after Diddy's legal issues emerged. Well, I saw that Diddy's kids came out and said something for the first time since the arrest.
What'd they say?
You know, basically, they didn't actually address the arrest directly, I don't think. It was all on Instagram, of course. But they talked about, they mainly were focused on their mom's supposed book that got released. If you haven't heard, we talked about it the other day, but the late Kim Porter, isn't that her name?
Kim Porter, I think, yeah.
Someone claims that they went through her hard drives and that she had diaries and journals and that they've compiled that stuff and turned it into a book. And it's been a bestseller on Amazon. I think it was in the best-selling section of biographies and something else.
Makes sense.
So they've been selling a lot of copies of it. But not totally sure who that guy was that was selling it, but I know that friends and others had said that the book wasn't real, that she never had any manuscript for a book, so don't believe it. So it seemed like the kids were kind of saying that we're focusing on that. But then Diddy gets another accuser. He's got another civil suit against him now.
This morning, the children of Sean Diddy Combs are speaking out. For the first time, four of Combs' seven children writing on Instagram, "We have seen so many hurtful and false rumors circulating about our parents, Kim Porter and Sean Combs' relationship, as well as about our mom's tragic passing, that we feel the need to speak out. Claims that our mom wrote a book are simply untrue. She did not." The message coming as another accuser goes public. Talia Graves claims in a civil lawsuit Combs and his bodyguard drugged, bound, and raped her in 2001 and filmed it.
Ooh. That's... If you're going to sue him, you can't help but think that, like, damn, you're just a little late because they arrested him. The people that filed those claims before, how many people got money? Just the one or two?
I think just that Cassie girl
Did the guy get money that... I don't remember what happened with him. Yeah, maybe not. So maybe it was just the one person.
No, you're right. He doesn't have money to pay you now.
That's the problem now.
He can't settle it out of court.
Yeah. He's not going to be able to access that money.
And then you're going to have to get him in civil court after he goes to prison, which God only knows then. I just think, like, the money's all tied up.
You'd think so. I mean,
I don't remember what Ron Goldman's got from OJ,
right.
But it was like the Heisman Trophy and, like, you know what I mean? It was like
supposed to pay stuff, but yeah.
Like, I don't think he ever got, like, and they would complain, like, he's never paid us a penny. Like, I think that's hard to do.
Yes. And they talked about that in that OJ documentary quite a bit. Like, once the court says pay it, and he's not paying it, yeah, the court doesn't really care.
Plus, if you're the kind of guy, like, even OJ didn't have Diddy money.
No.
But if you have it, and you're friends with Kardashians and whoever else, they know how to make it look like you don't have any money.
Yeah.
It doesn't take, like, a, you know, like,
they just do it,
like,
all the time.
Yeah. Like, a pretty good high-end lawyer and a pretty good high-end accountant.
Yeah.
Seemed like they should be able to hide all that.
Yep. Well, Gloria Allred is the attorney for this new accuser, so I'm not saying that Gloria Allred wouldn't do it if she didn't think that there was money involved. I don't know. I think Gloria Allred, she might be a good person. I'm not sure. I don't know her whole story. She shows up a lot.
Yeah.
But this woman, I watched her press conference, and she was crying, and this did not seem like someone who was trying to... Doesn't mean that she's not a great actress. She just... come off that way. She seemed traumatized. She seemed scared to be talking in front of people. And
yeah, I believe her.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's no reason not to at this point.
The timing to get money for your pain and suffering is probably bad.
You missed a little bit.
You know, I don't know how much money. Well, I don't know.
When he paid what's-her-face?
He paid her $30
million? Cassie? Is that her name?
Yeah, it was $30 million. I just looked it up.
$30.
And then you had one or two more lawsuits right after that. Was it? You had the guy who former employee...
Yep.
Guy who worked for him. I don't know if that guy got any money.
I heard
though.
Kanye's not eating.
I've heard several things about Kanye in the last month.
Kanye said he's not eating. He's afraid they're trying to poison him.
Someone talked to us about him on Twitch, or tried to, within the last couple months, asking if we were keeping up with Kanye. And I said, I only know what.
Oh, no, Diddy's not eating, not Kanye.
Oh,
Kanye's
okay.
Eating, I think. He's fine.
Well, Diddy's
not eating in jail because he's afraid they're going to poison him.
Okay.
Also, they say there's maggots in the food. I don't know if that's true, but...
There's maggots in my trash can today.
What?
That's gross.
At your house?
Yeah, the outside one.
What'd you throw in?
I must have thrown away salmon or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I've
never had it before. You've had it before?
I haven't had maggots, but I hate the smell of...
Yeah.
Anytime you throw meat or something, I wish you could put everything down the sink, but...
You can. Mine clogs.
Yeah, cost you a fortune if you try and do that. So
I threw it out there.
There.
But, you know, I read how to kill them.
How to kill them? Did you just close up the bag?
Well, they live there. They just live there and then trash, but they're in the can.
Oh, they were inside the can.
Yeah.
Gotcha, not just in the bag.
Yep.
So, what'd you do? A little bleach?
Huh?
A little bleach? A little...
I read it, they said the easiest way to kill maggots.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, good.
Let's
what do I got to do?
Let's learn something.
Boiling water.
Just boil hot water?
It's like they don't have any exoskeleton or anything. Just boil hot water and they'll die. So, I literally took a pot, I took it out of the trash can, I poured it over all the trash and everything, poured it on the can, and then... I looked in there, and they were all dead.
What, the can was in the garage or outside?
No, outside. I keep my cans outside.
Okay, yeah. Because that's the real thing is then the flies. If they don't,
right.
If you don't kill them, and then you get a house full of flies, that's
right. No, yeah, it was
I can handle maggots
big.
Outside. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I killed them all, so it's fine.
Good, good. Well, I'm proud of you.
Well, it was a little shocking.
Just to see maggots?
You're like, oh, no.
See maggots
like,
is always shocking.
Like, I know it's bad. it happens in movies about the devil.
Yeah.
That's all I think. It's like the devil's in that trash can.
There's like a pentagram and a body that's rotting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then it was like, just pour water on him. So I was like, well, why don't they do that in the horror movies? Just boil water and pour it on him.
There's
like
a lot
done.
Of why don't they do that in the horror movies.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
What's up, Ken?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good.
Don't forget.
What?
Either of you, don't forget, we've got a meeting tomorrow.
10:45.
Don't forget it.
I'm going to remind you tonight.
We have to be there.
All right.
We can't miss this. No sleeping through alarms. I know it's a butt crack of dawn.
Yeah, I don't like
but
that.
I don't know. I don't know why they can't do them. Why don't they do them at like 7:30 in the evening or something like that?
Morning.
It's always early in the morning. And this one, especially so. It's 10:45.
Come on.
Ugh. So we got to get to bed early tonight, and it's a lot of pressure. I'm already stressed about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it like I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it.
You won't be able to fall asleep tonight.
I'm going to be able to sleep because I'm afraid I'll miss it.
I got sleeping pills if you guys want them.
You know what?
Then I'm really sleeping.
Yeah, then you'll oversleep. Then you sleep through your alarm.
Let's take them early enough.
That's the problem.
Hey, somebody on Twitch redeemed, take a shot. We got any?
Yes, I'll get you a shot. And coming up, they did it again, Laszlo.
Do we have any Red Bulls in that goddamn kitchen?
Yeah, they restocked.
Ooh,
will you grab me one?
Today's your lucky day.
Life is good.
Coming up roses. They did it again, Laszlo. I mean, I assume
Thanks, buddy. They've
done this before. We've been doing this for 20 years. At some point, we've done this. But Rolling Stone put out the greatest movie soundtracks of all time.
Singles.
Will you agree with... I knew you'd say singles. I thought you'd say singles. I thought, well, maybe... I'm not. Does he say High Fidelity sometimes? I'm not
high
sure.
High Fidelity's good.
But I'm pretty sure you've always said singles in the past.
I think American Graffiti ends up there a lot.
On these lists?
Yeah,
or on
because
your list?
I think, I don't know that much about that movie. I know it's like a 60s or 70s movie.
I watched it not that long ago for the first time.
But there's an interesting thing about it is like, well, if you watched it, then
you told me about it, actually.
That music never stops throughout the whole movie? Is that true? Did you notice that? Or
I think you're right, that there's always a radio or something playing in the background.
There's some sort of music going on throughout that entire movie.
Is
that
Fidelity?
No, in American Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had never heard, I read that somewhere, and I wanted to go back and...
Well, what I did was when you told me that, because I'd watched it the night before, and you say, you know, I heard this fact. So that night, I got home, and I turned it on, and just sort of fast-forwarded to different scenes. Like, there was a scene where they're out in the woods, or in a field, trying to have sex, or whatever, and I thought, well, if there's a scene where there wasn't music, this would have been one of them, and I could hear the radio in the background.
Okay.
So I thought, I think you may be right. I think there might be music all the time. Well, we'll tell you what the experts say it is coming up here in just a second.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yeah?
Well, Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
The one and only music magazine. I don't know. Did you have a subscription to Rolling Stone when you were a kid? Or when you were an adult? I did, too. I had a subscription for quite a few years. Actually,
that and Sports Illustrated.
We still have a subscription to it. I just realized. Oh, yeah.
Like that one year they did like a lifetime
thing
for
99,
$50.
$99. We didn't do it. I didn't know about it until after it was too late. But, yeah, I missed out on that. But, no, my subscription ended, I don't know, years ago. And then I also got mad that I liked it when they made the magazine small. Because they had the big magazines forever, and I kind of liked it when they made it a normal size magazine. It was easier to read. And then a lot of people got fired. It just seemed like it kind of changed a little bit. And honestly, just the state of music. I was like, I don't know. How long do I need to keep up with this stuff, the popular TikTok artists or whatever? But Brooke ended up saying, I'm going to subscribe. So we get them still every month, the big magazines, and she won't get rid of them. So we have like a full collection, but I rarely go back and look at them. But I used to really like it when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Music, little politics, all that stuff. I was a fan. Of course, back in the day, had Hunter Thompson. I mean, that
had the football
lifetime
phone.
Cred. You did get the football phone?
Yeah,
that was
for
Sports Illustrated.
I had it in my room.
What was the other thing? There was a duffel bag, but the football phone.
The football phone was what was you wanted.
Was the main thing, and there was something else that I wanted too. Maybe it was just I wanted to get the swimsuit. Oh, because you get a calendar, you get the swimsuit calendar. I think that was part of the deal, which is why I was afraid to ask my parents. Well, anyway, Rolling Stone, they're still around, and they put together a list of the greatest soundtracks of all time. Now they did like 101, and nobody got time for that. So they do like
top five.
Oh, you just want to do top five?
No,
I was going to
like
do like 10.
Top five.
Okay. All right.
Top
let me
five
just,
records.
Let me just scroll down
High
here.
High Fidelity, top five. Let's go.
To the top five. Here you go. Coming in at number five, Saturday Night Fever.
That's fair. That was wildly popular.
77. Also,
no, songs, like, people still listen to them. Like,
exactly. It's kind of stood the test of time. Oh, easily. I think I've seen it on lists where they say it is, and it's a fine pick. It's not my type of music, but it's fine. Also, that movie...
It's not my type of music. I mean, it's
catchy. It's catchy. It's fine.
Like at the time, I didn't like it, but now you're like, whatever. I don't listen to it. I think my mother probably listens to it.
Well, I never went through like a phase when I was a kid where I was like, I gotta buy this, you know? Yeah. I gotta listen to this. But I think my mom, somebody had it because I know we had that record in the house.
Everybody had it.
I watched the movie as an adult and realized, oh, this is like a dark movie. This is like a good movie.
Yeah.
And I know, I just heard somebody talking about it not too long ago saying there's some pretty controversial stuff in the movie. Now, I don't remember the details of the movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I do remember thinking it's a pretty good movie because as a kid growing up, I thought it was some dumbass movie about just disco dancing and that was it. Like almost a musical, maybe.
Still what I think.
It's not. And I actually think you would like it.
Well, he is a disco dancer, though.
He is a disco dancer, but
it's... And a good one.
A very good one. But there's... it's like a kind of...
Like a gritty...
Dark, gritty drama. And New York was in...
Yeah.
Bad shape in 1977. Yep. So, yeah, it's actually a good movie, Snow Cone. I think you'd like it quite a bit. Number four.
Plus, you like the dancing.
Yes, you would like the dancing. And you like Silver Leotards, which I'm not positive.
Okay.
I'm sure there's one in there.
I think there's got to be somewhere.
I'm positive there's someone in a leotard like we used to wear when you were a kid.
I didn't use... All right.
You didn't wear one when you were a kid, right?
I didn't. Yeah, but you made it sound like I wore it every day.
Well, not every day. I mean,
put in it one time.
He did make it sound like you wore it all the time.
Well, you wore it.
But you did wear it.
I wore it once.
You put it on. And then you rode around in the car.
Moving on.
Okay. So, I'm sorry that happened to you. And it's not your fault. And
it's a little bit
fault. Moving on.
I do think maybe you could bring it up to someone other than us sometime.
Give
like a therapy
pouty
session.
Lips like you do.
Oh, my God.
Number four.
I'm going to put on the leotard knowing you do. Like, I get it.
Number four on the list of great soundtracks, A Hard Day's Night, 1964.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, sure. Well, I figure Snow Cone's a big Beatles fan, right?
Is that good?
I mean, isn't that... Yeah. Is that a real movie, though? You know what I mean?
I mean,
it feels like
really
a promotional tool. I'm not old enough, obviously, to know.
It was
but
the Elvis movies, too. It was just promotional stuff.
I don't know. When you're thinking about great movie soundtracks, it helps if the movie was decent. If it was like a movie that people like. Let's see if they say, they give me some examples here. Hard Day's Night, well, obviously written by the Beatles.
I love
If I Fell, Tell Me Why.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Yeah, so there you go. Honestly, before this, if you said, what is A Hard Day's Night, I would have said it's either a song or an album by the Beatles, and probably wouldn't have remembered that it was one of those movies. Did you know that for sure, Lazo? Is that something you would have known just before this?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not positive that I would have. Number three is The Harder They Come, 1972. So, look, they've always got to put something in there that's a little bit controversial. The Harder They Come.
Another movie about...
It's from director Perry Henzel. What did he just say? Are you allowed to say that? It's reggae, I guess, and they talk about how people at the time were familiar with reggae music in other parts of the country, blah, blah. I've never heard of this
movie. I've never heard of this movie, The Harder They Come.
To me, this is the controversial...
Have you heard of this movie, The Harder They Come?
Never.
Mm-mm. Okay.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, but you're looking at me.
I'm not looking at you.
Is that what she said to you when she...
Stop it.
Okay. Number two is Help,
Can't
The Beatles.
Buy me.
Okay. The Beatles,
Everybody
Help.
Tells me so.
Number two, The Beatles, Help. Help. I'm in a leotard.
That's what I was going to say. That's
not too many.
Help.
Whoa, you can't say that.
I'm on.
What'd you say, Soko? And that's a good soundtrack?
I was going to say, that's the better one, yeah.
But that's still that 1965. We're still talking like early Beatles.
It is.
Do you
Help,
like that music?
Help's really
it's
good.
Bad.
No, Help.
The early music, Beatles is
Help is
garbage.
One of the most underrated songs ever.
Like, I'll the song itself?
I'll even go with, like, if you're like, hey, that later Beatles stuff is groundbreaking and interesting.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
Okay, great. That Can't Buy Me Love and Hold My Hand crap. Like,
Help to me sounds like a small step.
Listen to Help again. It's
in the right direction.
It's so underrated.
I've heard it, I feel like, many times.
We've heard it.
I know, I'm telling
you. Alive.
It's a great song.
Any guesses what Rolling Stone says the number one soundtrack of all time is?
Almost Famous.
That's
no.
my guess.
I feel like they're not allowed to do
they
that.
Keep talking about the Rolling Stone.
Right.
Yeah. But no. It is not Almost Famous. Although, it's an answer that you'll go, oh, of course. It was, I'll give you a clue, it was a good movie, it was a well-reviewed movie. People liked it. Like, critics liked it, audiences liked it.
Forrest Gump.
Nope, huge artist, and the soundtrack was made just for that movie, so. Any guesses?
I got nothing.
Just for
1980s. We're moving into the 80s now.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. There you go. Yeah. That's a fair answer,
that's
right?
Good.
Do you like the movie?
Yeah, of course.
It's so crazy to go back and watch or even just look at reviews for that movie when it came out. Critics loved that movie.
Prince was
like an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably at the absolute height of his career.
Yeah, album was massive.
And he did that other movie later that wasn't as well received. He did the soundtrack for Batman, which I think was on the list somewhere. And I'll be honest, as a kid, I bought that soundtrack just thinking, like, this is the biggest movie in the world. And so, of course, the soundtrack got to be good. I didn't realize when I bought it that it was all Prince. And, it, you know, I know all those songs now because I, when you buy an album at that age,
sure, you
remember
listen to it.
And it did make the list somewhere. Other ones that we did mention, like number six, Superfly, of course, 1972. Mm-hmm. Pulp Fiction. 1994. Okay. I mean, Quentin's movies usually have a pretty good soundtrack. The Graduate, 1968.
That's good.
I only know Mrs. Robinson. I couldn't tell you what other song.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Right, but I'm just saying. That's the only song I know that's on the soundtrack.
Hello,
I don't know.
Darkness, my old friend.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound of Silences.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Lazo says it is. So there you go. American Graffiti was number 9, which you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And man, I scrolled through. I didn't go look at all 101, but I didn't see. I must have scrolled past singles. I did see others that I know you'd like Pretty in Pink at number 14.
Okay.
One that I like is Trainspotting. That was at 15. Goodfellas, I thought was an interesting one because when I think of Goodfellas, I don't think of the soundtrack.
It is a good one. Though. Driving around in the helicopter's phone.
Yeah, it's like 60s doo-wop and some Rolling Stones.
Yeah. So when you start looking through the list, you're like, oh, yeah, of
it
course. All right,
yeah.
It's just not one that I remember anybody owning. This is Spinal Tap number 17. Everyone loves that movie, loves that soundtrack. Easy Rider. Boogie Nights, I think that's Snow Cone's all-time favorite movie.
It is,
right? I don't know much about that soundtrack, though.
It's good.
Is it? Like the Commodores
like
and
Roller Girl.
A lot of disco stuff.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense. Like Roller Girl.
Okay.
That's true. You're right.
I was not Roller Girl. I had no roller skates.
That you remember. You barely remember the leotard.
I got a brand new silver leotard.
Okay, all right.
Here comes my babysitter.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.